Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Hello, hello, hello. Do you know what your soul is? Do you know what your soul is? Your soul is the center of your will. So that means you will do it intentionally. Your soul is the center of your emotions. You will do it That's not emotional. Your soul is the center of your will, of your emotion, of your mind. Are we here? Before I preach, I want us to shout seven hallelujahs in the house from our soul, from our innermost being. We are going to shout hallelujah. That hallelujah will sound in heaven. It will sound in hell. It will sound in your father's house. It will sound in your place of work. It will sound in the midst of the enemy. Are you ready? Not that kind of posing hallelujah. Are we ready? He said, God has given him a name above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every name of things in heaven, on earth, under the earth, that's hell, and your father's house, and your place of work, and where you have been tied up. Seven hallelujah. Number one.
Hallelujah.
Number two.
Hallelujah.
Three. When we were young, you know, praise the Lord. You know, twice, the first time the temple was dedicated, they couldn't minister, they couldn't preach. Because the Lord took over. You know, when I read in those, I just say, what will stop people from preaching? You want, if you want to preach, you will preach now. But you know what? In this church, I've discovered that there are a lot of times you want to preach. The Lord just take over, and then there is praise, worship everywhere, and you don't know what to say. We want to thank God for His glory. Praise the Lord. If you are too rigid, you will not enjoy this church. If you look, number one, praise. Number two, what is the next thing on the agenda? Whose agenda? You are in church. It's God's agenda, sir. What did God say is on the agenda? That's what matters. Number five, Bro Lucky. Bro Vitalis will be leading testimony. Hello, are you here? Anything called setback in your life, They end today. They end today. They end today. Have your seat in case you don't know what I'm praying about. Do you know what setback is? Setback is a loss in progress. A woman has been waiting for the fruit of a womb for a long time, carries the baby, and then you are called 3 months, pastor, there is a miscarriage. That is setback. Your child goes to school, they brought back the dead body. That's setback. Your child is supposed to spend 4 years in school, she spent 9 years in school. That's setback. I pray for you. Whatever is a setback in your life, let them be terminated by the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly, he got a new job. You know, when I was employed in my present place of work, we gathered together and they said we should go and do tests. We did tests. Two of us were not taken. One of them was crying. He said, I have shared testimony in church. They have done party for me and now they are rejecting me because of health issue. That is setback. Setback reverses what is supposed to go forward. Setback, when you put your car on J4 and it is moving backwards, it is setback. I pray for you. Do you understand me? Whatever is a setback in your life and destiny, let them be terminated today. Anyone experiencing setback, receive the help of the Lord now. Receive the help of the Lord now. Receive the help of the Lord now. In the name of Jesus. Sit down, listen to me. Any disease, any illness, waiting for the prime of your life to strike you, whether they are called cancer or anything, let them dry up suddenly. Let them dry up suddenly. Let them dry up suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Whatever wants to strike you at the prime of your life. You know the prime of your life. Your parents are alive. Your children are alive. You are in the middle. You are supposed to be taking care of your parents. You are supposed to be taking care of your children. You are their only hope in the middle. Then something happens to you. That's a setback. Whoever is in charge of that setback, let them perish suddenly. Let them perish suddenly. Let them perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. You know, the most, what pains me about setback is that it is sudden. It doesn't give advance notice. It comes unannounced and you don't prepare for it. Imagine if you know, with the kind of prayer we pray, we will have gotten ready. We will have done this. Done prayer work. We will have fasted. The setback smiles. Say, I won't tell you, but I'm coming. What did not give you advance notice, but it's taking coming to take away your joy and your peace and your settlement. Let them be buried in this church now. In the name of Jesus. Setback is anything that sets you back. Anything that sets you back. You know, you are supposed to be going there. You are moving back home. There was a lady I saw. Somebody shared it. I don't know who started in church. That was trying to climb an escalator. And the staircase was coming down. And he was using it for up. The more she was marching, it was on the same spot. That's a setback. Every energy was used. The escalator was coming backward. Some people's lives are like that. You have wasted your energy. Not wasted. You have expended your energy. You have worked hard. You have done everything humanly possible. But nothing seems to be happening. That is setback. That is why the Lord sent me here to you today. And I come by the grace of God upon my life. I decree unto you, whatever is a setback in your life, from today you shall see them no more. Can you shout amen? Let me hear you. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Moses was taken care of by his mother. The mother was a maid. While the mother was taking care of him, the mother was saying, you were born to be a deliverer. You were born to be a deliverer. So one day when he was of age, he went out to the place where the Israelite was. And an Egyptian was fighting an Israelite, and he killed the Egyptian, buried the person, and said, yes, I have started my ministry to the Israelites. Now they will know that there is a deliverer. Two Israelites were fighting. He went there. He wanted to separate them. They said, do you want to kill me like you killed that man? Yes, they said, ministry never starts, church don't scatter. He ran into the wilderness. He thought he was supposed to be delivered one day. He waited 40 years. Man, did you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Many people have gone ahead of you because a setback pulled you back. They were not better than you. You were more skillful. But something was working against you. That thing working against you. Let the thunder of the Lord destroy them now. Let the thunder of the Lord destroy them now. Let the thunder of the Lord destroy them now. Man, listen to me. If you are the first to do it in your family, you will suffer. First you go to university. First to. But listen to me. Jesus is the first. He represents you. Whatever Jesus took away, and you are a firstborn, and you are still going through it, those things, they scatter on your behalf. Listen to me. Listen to me. Firstborn means the first. First will go to school. Even if it's the last of the family, it's a firstborn. Are you listening to me? First to get married. Even if it's a middleborn, it's the firstborn concerning marriage. That's where I'm talking to. Anyone that is the first concerning anything in your family, and the enemies of the family gang up against you, today let the thunder of the Lord strike them. Let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Every setback bringing delay into your life. They went to the wilderness to check the land. 40 days. When they gave a wrong report, God came and said, for every day, it is a year. So what was supposed to be for 40 days, turned to 40 years. I pray for you again. Whoever is the strong man of your family house, that is turning your days into years of suffering, let them die suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly, you will hear the good news that they have died suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Whoever is in charge of your setback, let the Lord set them back. Lift your right hand up. Say, anyone proclaiming setback concerning my life, say, oh Lord, bring setback. Set them back. Let them be set 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 back. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. There's nothing that I hate like miscarriage. You know, the pain of miscarriage and the pain of delivery are the same. Going through the same pain, but having different results. Whoever is in this church that is miscarrying, whatever is the source of that miscarriage, let the anger of the Lord strike them now. Let the anger of the Lord strike them now. Let the anger of the Lord strike them now. In the name of Jesus. Setback, broken relationship. My wife and I were supposed to attend the introduction. Is it traditional? One of those. Between traditional and traditional. One. At that time I was busy. I think we have started pastoring the church. For Kaduna one. We have started pastoring the church. So we didn't have time to go. And he was the closest person to my wife. And then we called the following day to congratulate. And she was crying on phone. How can you be crying on phone the day after our introduction? Thank God you people did not come. Thank God you did not join people to waste their transport fare. Thank God. Thank God. He was going out with a medical doctor. Met the medical doctor when the medical doctor was in year one or two. Waited for the medical doctor all throughout. And then they went to the introduction. That was when they remember that she is not Yoruba. So the family commanded the guy, don't go. And this is the family that have already been calling the lady Yawowa, our wife. I pray for you. Any setback that will bring open shame, let them be terminated in your life and destiny. They are terminated in your life and destiny. Every setback that will bring reproach, they shall not arise, they shall not occur. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. See, when there is setback that sets you back once in a while, there is a one that is like a spirit that follows you. Let's look at the life of Joseph. He had a dream. Powerful dream. I'll be the star. You know, in Africa, whoever will be a star among us, we gather against them. You know, if anybody is gifted in this church, apart from pastor, and he's going, assistant pastor. In everything they do, we see you playing keyboard. You led him. You are leading prayer. Even I say you won't compete with pastor, make sure no. You will not do. People that will do, you are cascading them. You are cursing yourself. The stars among us, we pull them down. We are generous when it comes to pulling down stars. Not only him. They were supposed, if my brother is president, I will enjoy more than my brother, me. I don't need to be president, me. Any of you that is president, remember, I become your commander-in-chief, you. So why would I not pray for you to become president? I don't want to become president. I want to do what I'm doing. I'm doing what I love doing. I want you to get where you want to get to. When you get there, I say, can you call me Roslyn? One of my daughters, Roslyn. You know, my English will change. Whatever God wants to make Roslyn, I can never be. I can only support her to be. And your role and my role is to support one another to be who they will be. Because when they become who they will become, we will enjoy more than them. Do you understand? The little money I'm making it, I am the least person enjoying it. People know how they work. Then they enjoy them. Some are at the right side of each other. Some are at the back side of each other. Enjoying. Some are looking at me. They are enjoying my money. Imagine my wife praying against me. We will suffer together. If you pray against the star of your family, you will suffer more. Because a star will still survive. A star will still survive. A star in this church will still survive. Do you understand? Let's support one another. But they rose up against him. First setback was from his family. Therefore, I pray by the anointing. Whatever is the cause of your setback, arise from your family. Let the earth open and swallow them up. The earth opens and swallow them up. The earth opens and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. So they were abusing him. I thought everybody was supposed to be happy with me. Ma, learn to keep your mouth shut. It is not everybody that can see what you see. People are thinking, why you? Why not me? You talk too much, ma. You talk too much, sir. If we want to know how to kidnap your children, we'll go to your Facebook, your TikTok, your Twitter, your Instagram. You will show us the school of your child. I am entering Atakpata Dide Secondary School with my first-year-old boy, Olumide. I have appeared at 4 p.m. to carry my son, Olumide. All your history is here. So if you want to carry you, your children and everybody, we can see it on social media. And you know what? Delete it. We know how to get it. A fool and what is precious to him are easily parted. Fam. His mouth was not shut. That was the beginning of his setback. If the fish did not open his mouth, the hook will not catch the fish. You are entrapped and ensnared by the words of your mouth. That was the problem of Joseph. Now, look at it. Look at the chain of Joseph. And then he was arrested. He was thrown into the pit. Okay, the first of us said they are going to kill him. Say, oh, please don't kill me. They throw me into the pit. In the pit, most likely he was praying. While he was praying, they brought him out of it. He said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They have brought me up. Why they brought him out? They saw people on camel going. Thank God. They just sold him. Oh God, out of a pit. They have sold me to slavery. They sold him to slavery. He was thinking, how are they going to defend this thing with my father? My father will ask of me. They will not be able to answer. My father will ask them to go and look for me. Lo and behold, they killed a sheep, put their blood on the children, on the cloth, and nothing. The story was believable. The father believed. He got to Potiphar's house. He settled down. He was immediately Joseph settled down. Something happened. That's a setback. Did you notice that immediately you settle anywhere? Immediately he built the house, something happened. Immediately he got married, something happened. Immediately he had the first child, something happened. Whatever happens immediately after your success, it is set back. And God has set me here to destroy them. I come by the grace and the anointing of God. I come by the power that created the heaven and earth. Whatever is a setback in your life, let them be destroyed suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Look at somebody and say, no more setback. Say that the person, let me say, no more setback. Say that again, say, no more setback. Look at another person, say, no more setback. We are going to pray group prayer. Either 2, 3, 4, 7, group prayer. I don't know how you want to do group prayer. Look at the person, your group. Say, whatever is bringing setback into our life, say, it ends today. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray together? In the name of Jesus. Maria Katakaria. Whatever is bringing setback in our lives, it ends today. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. They are set back programming to calendars. I have a family friend. He has lost job 3 times. All the jobs were lost in the same month. I had a friend who lost his parents when he was young. So he stayed with many people. Whenever, let's say he stayed with you and he gets admission, when the admission letter is coming to him, he will start messing up. He has never left anywhere with accolades. He lives messed up. Everything he has done, forgotten. That's a setback. Lift your right hand. Stretch your two hands to me. Stretch your right hand. Any calendar, any satanic calendar that is in charge of setback in your life, let that calendar catch fire. Let that calendar catch fire. Say, oh, Lord, arise. Terminate. Seasons of setback in my life. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Oh, Lord, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Terminate. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch out your hand here. Whatever is automatic setback in foundation, automatic setback mechanism, automatic setback infrastructure, automatic setback instrument against your life and destiny, they crumble now. They catch fire now. They are destroyed now. They release you now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever dream that activates setback. That dream that activates setback that you dream and you forgot. So you can't do anything about it. Today, let that dream be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Any dream that you have that activates evil. Today, let dream criminal, let them die by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Lift your hands up. Every yoke of setback upon your life, they are broken down by fire. Say amen. Let me hear you. They are broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. Put your two hands on your head. Let me pray for you. Every covenant of setback in your lineage, every cause of setback in your blood, every foundation of setback in your ancestry, every design of setback in your family, they are terminated today by fire. I didn't hear your amen. They are terminated today by fire. They are terminated today by fire. The setback is over. The setback is over. The setback is over. The setback is over. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is known as bad luck, misfortune, you shall no longer experience them. Say amen. Let me hear you. Your hand on your head. Your two hands on your head. Your two hands on your head. Whatever occurs to take away your peace and your joy. Whatever makes your plans not to succeed. Ill-luck, misfortune, setback. From today, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Every vicious circle of setback. Moving in circle, 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 circle of setback. They keep postponing the death. They keep postponing the death. They keep postponing the death. A vicious circle of setback. Let that circle break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for businessmen in the house. Agents, businessmen in the house. Every setback in your business, they are terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Every business owner, every public servant, every civil servant, every setback concerning your work, they end today. Can you say amen? Let me hear you. Can you say amen? Let me hear you. Any event that activated your setback. They say you will not marry, but you got married, but he activated something as a repercussion. You know, it was because it was said that anybody that marries in one stupid man calling himself a priest. So someone said, anybody that marries in this family, let this happen. We will not marry in this family except you say so. Can he call something, something? Anyone that marry, let him face challenge. Anyone, any idol, any evil power, any strong man, any spiritual evil that is bringing setback as a repercussion of what you did for Christ, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, any event in your village that activates setback, let that event be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. For some people, their problems start every New Yam festival. They don't need to attend. When it is done in their village, something happened to them in the city. Any event, any festival that is activating setback in your life, let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. My friend, when we was in UI, was the head of a fellowship. A young girl from there that gave her life to Christ. They did deliverance for the girl, and the girl was delivered. But they discovered that whenever they come back another semester, they have to do the deliverance. Once they are praying, the thing comes up again. When they have done everything, 4 semesters. We can't be wasting time on this lady. Hello. Then one day they were praying, the Lord opened his eye and saw by the Ethiop River. You know, is it Ethiop they call it? Ethiop River. An altar by the Ethiop River. She needs to cross that Ethiop River before getting to her hometown. Anytime she crosses that river, a covenant was set by her parents by that river. Whenever she crosses that river, that thing comes upon her again. Let me I pray for you. Any land you step on that activates setback, let that be a deliverance for you today. Let that be a deliverance for you today. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is a trigger of setback against your life and destiny, whatever is a trigger of misfortune against your life and destiny, let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Every setback your parents went through, that you have gone through, your children are not permitted to go through them. Say amen. Let me hear you. A very close person to me had a miscarriage. And then went to see her in the hospital with my wife. So while talking to her, he said, Auntie, something called also. And said, that was how it happened to her also. And she said, this is what I'm going to say. See. You are my daughter now. You are in our church now. I don't want to hear what aunties also in your family experience. They can be experiencing, but here, I don't have time to be coming to your hospital to be praying for you and be saying, from today, no miscarriage in your life. They have 2 children now. No miscarriage. That your sister went through it does not become a pattern for you. Are you here? Every evil pattern of setback in your family, let them be destroyed by thunder. They are destroyed by thunder. They are destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Any word you spoke in ignorance, you know, wahala day. Now you talk up. Sir, ma, who talk up? Wahala day. Yes, ide. Ide. You are talking to your children. Shame on you. Yes, shame on you. Now you talk up. Wahala day. Shame on you. It don't happen again. Now your mouth, I pray for you. The mercy of the Lord. Anything your mouth has said in ignorance, that is the source of your problem, let the blood of Jesus wipe them away. Let the blood of Jesus wipe them away. In the name of Jesus, you are recovering from every setback. Recover 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 from every setback. Whatever is frustrating you, the Lord deliver you from them all. The Lord deliver you from them all. The Lord deliver you from them all. I pray for you. Any news you have shared with anybody, and there was a setback on the news. You know the news. I've been giving visa. I've been giving an admission. They said I'm pregnant. You have shared it. Anything that wants to cause a setback, let the earth open and swallow them up. Your amen is weak. Let the earth open and swallow them up. Let the earth open and swallow them up. Therefore, I stand and I pray for you. Any curse, any evil decree, any evil declaration, any evil pronouncement, any evil proclamation, any negative word, any satanic edict, any evil law, whoever proclaim it, who am I decreed it? I stand here on the grace and the anointing of God upon this church, and I decree it shall not come to pass. Let that decree be broken. Let that decree be broken. Every embargo bringing setback, the embargo is lifted now. In the name of Jesus, I want you to shout, no more setback. No more misfortune. No more frustration. Say that again. No more setbacks. No more misfortune. No more frustration. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm closing with that. I'm closing with that. I'm closing with that. I'm closing with that. We'll take it, those three things, seven times. I'll just be instructing you. One. I say one, you go. Two, I might say look at somebody. Three, I might say group. Whatever, as we are going together. Are you ready? Your mouth. It is with your mouth that you speak good things, fortunes into your life. Are you here? Okay. What did I say? Say number one. Look at somebody and tell the person number two. Look at the third person. Say, here the word of the Lord. Number three, let's go. Number form a group. Form a group. Say, we decree. Say, as a group. Number four, let's go. Say that again. Say, we decree. As a group. Say, it is written, if two of you shall agree concerning anything, say, as a group, we agree. Let's go. Lift the person, lift your right hand up. Five is the number of grace. Say, I come by the grace of the Lord. I come by the mercy of the Lord. I come by the favor of the Lord. I come by the anointing of the Lord. And I decree. He said, whatsoever you decree shall be established. Six is the number of man. 666 is the number of devil. We are going to address men, address powers against our life. Say anyone. Say any power. Say whoever they are, however strong they are, against my life. Say hear the word of the Lord. Let's go. Mention your father's name, your family name, your son name. Say hear the word of the Lord in this family. Let's go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Mention the name of your father, the name of our family. Mention the name of our family. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, concerning me. Let's go. Stretch out your hand before we take the seven. Whatever triggers and activates misfortune in your life, they die by thunder. They perish by thunder. They perish by thunder. They perish by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has stopped you up to now. You know, there are news. You can't tell people something. People are hearing rumors about you, rumors. And then suddenly something happens. You don't feel like coming to church. You don't want to do anything. Because you don't want people to ask you questions. And church people, many of you know, get shame. Somebody told you something before. He doesn't want to talk about it before. Common sense should tell you that the person is going through a pain. It didn't go like that. And then what happened? Now, when are you now going? Now, are you in kindergarten? Must they tell you? Must they tell you? If I told you I'm going to Ogbomosho to be crowned the king, and later the politics did not favor me, and I sit down in my house, after all, living in your house in peace is better than you being a chief. So I now sat down quietly. You're not going, Pastor, how about you go my shocking? I said, I don't want to talk about it. What happened? We want to be praying for you. He told us about marriage. Now, shut up. Church people, they cause wahala too much. You are sending people away from the church. Now, if he tells you, what will you do? We are praying for you. They don't pray when they say we are praying for you. I hope so you know. Because you said they do them. My prayers are with you. My prayer, we are praying for you. We'll do something about it. Problem with people they carry past one another. Are you here? Can I pray the last prayer for you? They're going to say that again. But I pray for you. Immediately you say that last word. No more setback, no more misfortune, no more frustration. The angels of God are here. You say it loud. Loud. Say, I decree concerning my life, no more setback, no more misfortune, no more frustration. In the name of Jesus. When you say in the name of Jesus powerfully, you just go quiet. I will leave this place. And the angels will do their work. You know one true thing they are going to do? They are going to take away and put an end to every misfortune. Number two, there's going to be a recovery for you. Are we ready? Are we ready? Heavenly Father, thank you for your angels. You have sent it to our midst to finish the work according to your instructions. As we made the last proclamation, angels of God, move in our midst. Do what only you can do. Let there be great and mighty testimonies in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Remember the last one. I decree concerning my life. From today, say with me, let's go. I decree concerning my life from today, no more setback, no more misfortune, no more. Name, you are good students. You are good students. I'll shout number seven. We do that, and you are quiet. Are we ready? Number seven, I decree concerning my life from today. No more setback. No more misfortune. More frustration. In the name.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.